You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the weekly Batuta News Bulletin. I'm Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, joined today, of course, by Errol Park, editor-at-large. Hello, Errol.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Thank God I'm a country boy. Thank God I'm not from Victoria.
Bagus, bagus. Bagus Sakali.
And you, Wendell. How are you?
Fighting fit and ready to go.
Good, 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 good. Well, it's great to know that, you know, we are taking this second wave seriously in Victoria, and they have banned AFL journalists from joining the teams in the hubs in New South Wales and Queensland, which, in my personal opinion, is fucking funny. What have we got up first in the news bulletin this week, Wendell?
We're going to start off with the biggest story of the week, and that is Melbourne security guard fucks entire city.
Really boosting his numbers there. Yeah, you could tell he's completely fucked the state and the border towns too. Talking, of course, about the privately hired security guards who allegedly slept with some infected quarantiners in the hotels.
Yes, the biosecurity breach has played a huge part, apparently, in the highly publicised second outbreak down there in Melbourne. This has led Premier Daniel Andrews to admit that maybe they shouldn't have given so much responsibility to blokes being paid $17 an hour cash in hand for a dodgy private contractor that was given 24 hours notice that they would be in charge of quarantining the second biggest city in Australia.
Yeah, who would have thought that would end badly? Now, we'll move on to our next story, which is from the same part of the world, and police on the New South Wales-Victorian border have been quizzing motorists by asking them to identify deep-fried potatoes.
Yes, that's right. Call it a potato scallop, and you will be granted safety into New South Wales. Call it a potato cake, and it's bye-bye back to Coronaville.
A simple yet very effective test. I know that when I was growing up in Hong Kong, we referred to them as potato pucks.
I know in deep far North Queensland, they call them potato rissoles, which is just classic.
Some interesting little cultural quirks there. Now, a bit of international news to break things up, and Ghislaine Maxwell has asked her guards why her jail cell has been covered in plastic and left unlocked.
I believe it's pronounced Ghislaine.
Very confusing.
Yes, the girlfriend and alleged accomplice of the late notorious pedophile Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested. And upon her arrival to the New York jail cell, she said she was surprised at the strange treatment she received.
Yes, given that she's going to start naming names now that she's no longer protected, I think it's fairly safe to say there's a few people who might want her dead. Maybe a certain ex-president of the United States, maybe a current president of the United States, maybe a prominent media baron that owns 70% of the Australian media market through print and Sky News Television.
We'll just have to wait and see. Next up and back into the international news, and the Prime Minister has offered up some advice for the nation's younger people. He said, the sooner young people understand that they're fucked, the sooner they'll be happy.
Sage advice, I think. Take note, Wendell. Scott Morrison has quelled the fears of the Australian working and middle class youngsters who continue to raise concerns about their future, given the recession and potential depression that's about to cripple most of their hopes and dreams.
Well, there is certainly some merit to the idea of finding happiness in whatever circumstances you find yourself in. But I just want to say the new housing estate out there at Batuta Heights, Euston Park, I think you can get yourself a block of land for $150, a brand new home. On that land for about $400. There's work out there too. There's services. There's also a life.
Yes, and there's a boat ramp within at least 100 kilometres. So if you're going to complain about that kind of life, then I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what'll make you happy.
There are plenty of dolphins to shoot in Lake Batuta too.
Get yourself the Triple Garage way of life. Now, we'll finish the week with a local story, and a local woman bludging off taxpayer dollars has hit out at other welfare recipients.
This local woman being Pauline Hanson, who decided to go on the Today Show to call the locked-down Melbourne Tower residents drug addicts and illiterate bludgers who can't speak English in what was a strong effort to try and get another term's worth of taxpayer salaries at the next election.
Yes, a tried and tested formula for Pauline. She has been kicked off Channel 9 for these comments, but as we reported, she's since found a new job at the home of white middle-class racism, Studio 10. So you pair those paid appearances with the money she receives as a senator in the federal upper house, and we have a highly paid woman who is in no way, shape or form representative of the working class she claims to support. I think, personally, it's time to poison the trough.
A strong note, and I think that's one that we'll finish on. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again in 7 days' time to bring you your weekly dose of honest, hard-hitting regional news.
Hooroo from the Channel Country.
Slumat malam, my friends.
Goodbye.